Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of September 28, 2021. Do you know that American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served first class? Today, we have selected 11 papers out of 43 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number one.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Lifeng Bo, distinguished scientist, tech VP at JD Digits. Jian Pei, professor of computing science, Simon Fraser University. And Hang Huang, John A. Jurenko Endowed Professor, Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of.
Paper title: ASI-SQN, Faster Vertical Federated Learning Algorithms with Better Computation Resource Utilization. Authored by Qingsong Zhang, Bing Gu, Qing Deng, Song Sheng Gu, Lifeng Bo, Jian Pei, and Hang Huang. Paper abstract: Vertical Federated Learning, VFL, is an effective paradigm of training the emerging cross-organizational, for example, different corporations, companies and organizations, collaborative learning with privacy-preserving stochastic gradient descent, SGD, methods are the popular choices for training VFL models because of the low per-iteration computation. However, existing SGD-based VFL algorithms are communication expensive due to a large number of communication rounds. Meanwhile, most existing VFL algorithms use synchronous computation, which seriously hamper the computation resource utilization in real-world applications. To address the challenges of communication and computation resource utilization, we propose an asynchronous stochastic quasi-Newton ASI-SQN framework for VFL, under which three algorithms, i.e. ASI-SQN, SGD, SVRG and SAGA, are proposed. The proposed ASI-SQN type algorithms making descent steps scaled by approximate, without calculating the inverse Hessian matrix explicitly, Hessian information convergence much faster than SGD-based methods in practice and thus can dramatically reduce the number of communication rounds. Moreover, the adopted asynchronous computation can make better use of the computation resource. We theoretically prove the convergence rates of our proposed algorithms for strongly convex problems. Extensive numerical experiments on real-world datasets demonstrate the lower communication costs and better computation resource utilization of our algorithms compared with state-of-the-art VFL algorithms.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number two.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Andreas Krauss, professor of computer science, ETH Zurich.
Paper title: Data Summarization via B-Level Optimization. Authored by Zalan Borsos, Mojmir Mutiny, Marco Tagliasacchi, and Andreas Krauss.
Paper abstract:
The increasing availability of massive datasets poses a series of challenges for machine learning. Prominent among these is the need to learn models under hardware or human resource constraints. In such resource-constrained settings, a simple yet powerful approach is to operate on small subsets of the data. Core sets are weighted subsets of the data that provide approximation guarantees for the optimization objective. However, existing core set constructions are highly model-specific and are limited to simple models such as linear regression, logistic regression, and k-means. In this work, we propose a generic core set construction framework that formulates the core set selection as a cardinality-constrained B-level optimization problem. In contrast to existing approaches, our framework does not require model-specific adaptations and applies to any twice-differentiable model, including neural networks. We show the effectiveness of our framework for a wide range of models in various settings, including training non-convex models online and batch active learning.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Sergey Levine, UC Berkeley, Google.
Paper title:
Training on Test Data with Bayesian Adaptation for Covariate Shift.
Authored by
Oryk Joe and Sergey Levine.
Paper abstract:
When faced with distribution shift at test time, deep neural networks often make inaccurate predictions with unreliable uncertainty estimates. While improving the robustness of neural networks is one promising approach to mitigate this issue, an appealing alternate to robustifying networks against all possible test time shifts is to instead directly adapt them to unlabeled inputs from the particular distribution shift we encounter at test time. However, this poses a challenging question. In the standard Bayesian model for supervised learning, unlabeled inputs are conditionally independent of model parameters when the labels are unobserved, so what can unlabeled data tell us about the model parameters at test time? In this paper, we derive a Bayesian model that provides for a well-defined relationship between unlabeled inputs under distributional shift and model parameters, and show how approximate inference in this model can be instantiated with a simple regularized entropy minimization procedure at test time. We evaluate our method on a variety of distribution shifts for image classification, including image corruptions, natural distribution shifts, and domain adaptation settings, and show that our method improves both accuracy and uncertainty estimation.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Paul Lukowicz, Professor of Computer Science, DFKI in University of Kaiserslautern.
Paper title:
Generalized Multiscale Feature Extraction for Remaining Useful Life Prediction of Bearings with Generative Adversarial Networks.
Authored by
Sung-Ho Su, Paul Lukowicz, and Yang O Lee.
Paper abstract:
Bearing is a key component in industrial machinery, and its failure may lead to unwanted downtime and economic loss. Hence, it is necessary to predict the remaining useful life, RUL, of bearings. Conventional data-driven approaches of rule prediction require expert domain knowledge for manual feature extraction and may suffer from data distribution discrepancy between training and test data. In this study, we propose a novel generalized multiscale feature extraction method with generative adversarial networks. The adversarial training learns the distribution of training data from different bearings and is introduced for health stage division and rule prediction. To capture the sequence feature from a one-dimensional vibration signal, we adapt a UNet architecture that reconstructs features to process them with multiscale layers in the generator of the adversarial network. To validate the proposed method, comprehensive experiments on two rotating machinery datasets have been conducted to predict the rule. The experimental results show that the proposed feature extraction method can effectively predict the rule and outperforms the conventional rule prediction approaches based on deep neural networks. The implementation code is available at github.com/openso/gmfe.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Bolyai Zhou, Assistant Professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
MetaDrive, Composing Diverse Driving Scenarios for Generalizable Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Kuanyu Li, Zhenggao Peng, Zhenghai Shui, Qihong Zhang, and Bolyai Zhou.
Paper abstract:
Driving safely requires multiple capabilities from human and intelligent agents, such as the generalizability to unseen environments, the decision-making in complex multi-agent settings, and the safety awareness of the surrounding traffic. Despite the great success of reinforcement learning, most of the RL research studies each capability separately due to the lack of the integrated interactive environments. In this work, we develop a new driving simulation platform called MetaDrive for the study of generalizable reinforcement learning algorithms. MetaDrive is highly compositional, which can generate an infinite number of diverse driving scenarios from both the procedural generation and the real traffic data replay. Based on MetaDrive, we construct a variety of RL tasks and baselines in both single-agent and multi-agent settings, including benchmarking generalizability across unseen scenes, safe exploration, and learning multi-agent traffic. We open-source this simulator and maintain its development at github.com/decisionforce/metadrive. What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Tao Zhang.
Paper title:
FedProc, Prototypical Contrastive Federated Learning on Non-E Data.
Authored by
Zutong Mu, Yulong Shen, Kei Cheng, Zui Li Geng, Jiaxuan Fu, Tao Zhang, and Jiwei Zhang.
Paper abstract:
Federated learning allows multiple clients to collaborate to train high-performance deep learning models while keeping the training data locally. However, when the local data of all clients are not independent and identically distributed, i.e., non-EED, it is challenging to implement this form of efficient collaborative learning. Although significant efforts have been dedicated to addressing this challenge, the effect on the image classification task is still not satisfactory. In this paper, we propose FedProc, Prototypical Contrastive Federated Learning, which is a simple and effective federated learning framework. The key idea is to utilize the prototypes as global knowledge to correct the local training of each client. We design a local network architecture and a global prototypical contrastive loss to regulate the training of local models, which makes local objectives consistent with the global optima. Eventually, the converged global model obtains a good performance on non-E data. Experimental results show that, compared to state-of-the-art federated learning methods, FedProc improves the accuracy by 1.6%/%/SIM7.9%/% with acceptable computation cost.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Anima Anandkumar, California Institute of Technology.
Paper title:
Auditing AI Models for Verified Deployment Under Semantic Specifications.
Authored by
Homanga Paradwaj, Dean Huang, Chaowei Xiao, Anima Anandkumar, and Animesh Garg.
Paper abstract:
Auditing trained deep learning, DL, models prior to deployment is vital in preventing unintended consequences. One of the biggest challenges in auditing is in understanding how we can obtain human interpretable specifications that are directly useful to the end user. We address this challenge through a sequence of semantically aligned unit tests, where each unit test verifies whether a predefined specification, for example, accuracy over 95%, is satisfied with respect to controlled and semantically aligned variations in the input space, for example, in face recognition, the angle relative to the camera. We perform these unit tests by directly verifying the semantically aligned variations in an interpretable latent space of a generative model. Our framework, Audit AI, bridges the gap between interpretable formal verification and scalability. With evaluations on 4 different datasets, covering images of towers, chest x-rays, human faces, and ImageNet classes, We show how audit AI allows us to obtain controlled variations for verification and certified training while addressing the limitations of verifying using only pixel space perturbations. A blog post accompanying the paper is at this link developer.nvidia.com/blog/NVIDIA-research-auditing-on-models-for-verified-deployment-under-semantic-specifications.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Guido van Wingen, professor of neuroimaging in psychiatry, Amsterdam UMC.
Paper title:
Dynamic Adaptive Spatiotemporal Graph Convolution for Free Modeling.
Authored by
Ahmed El-Ghazar, Rajat Mani Thomas, and Guido van Wingen.
Paper abstract:
The characterization of the brain as a functional network in which the connections between brain regions are represented by correlation values across time series has been very popular in the last years. Although this representation has advanced our understanding of brain function, it represents a simplified model of brain connectivity that has a complex dynamic spatiotemporal nature. Oversimplification of the data may hinder the merits of applying advanced nonlinear feature extraction algorithms. To this end, we propose a dynamic adaptive spatiotemporal graph convolution, DAS-GCN, model to overcome the shortcomings of predefined static correlation-based graph structures. The proposed approach allows end-to-end inference of dynamic connections between brain regions via layer-wise graph structure learning module while mapping brain connectivity to a phenotype in a supervised learning framework. This leverages the computational power of the model, data and targets to represent brain connectivity, and could enable the identification of potential biomarkers for the supervised target in question. We evaluate our pipeline on the UK Biobank dataset for age and gender classification tasks from resting state functional scans and show that it outperforms currently adapted linear and nonlinear methods in neuroimaging. Further, we assess the generalizability of the inferred graph structure by transferring the pre-trained graph to an independent dataset for the same task. Our results demonstrate the task robustness of the graph against different scanning parameters and demographics.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Alexandra Mochalovic, IBM Research.
Paper title:
AI Explainability 360, Impact and Design.
Authored by
Vijay Arya, Rachel K. E. Bellamy, Pinyu Chen, Amit Durander, Michael Hind, Samuel C. Hoffman, Stephanie Hood, Q. Vera Liao, Ronnie Luss, Alexandra Mochalovic, Sami Murad, Pablo Paidamonte, Ramya Raghavendra, John Richards, Prasanna Satajeri, Kartikeyan Shanmugam, Moninder Singh, Kushar Varshney, Dennis Wei, and Jinfeng Zhang.
Paper abstract:
As artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms become increasingly prevalent in society, multiple stakeholders are calling for these algorithms to provide explanations. At the same time, these stakeholders, whether they be affected citizens, government regulators, domain experts, or system developers, have different explanation needs. To address these needs, in 2019, we created AI Explainability 360, Arya et al. 2020, an open-source software toolkit featuring 10 diverse and state-of-the-art explainability methods and 2 evaluation metrics. This paper examines the impact of the toolkit with several case studies, statistics, and community feedback. The different ways in which users have experienced AI Explainability 360 have resulted in multiple types of impact and improvements in multiple metrics, highlighted by the adoption of the toolkit by the independent LFAI and Data Foundation. The paper also describes the flexible design of the toolkit, examples of its use, and the significant educational material and documentation available to its users.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 10.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yan Jun Chi, Associate Professor at CS, University of Virginia / Carnegie Mellon University / NEC Labs America.
Paper title:
Long-Range Transformers for Dynamic Spatiotemporal Forecasting.
Authored by
Jake Grigsby, Jay Wang, and Yan Jun Chi.
Paper abstract:
Multivariate Time Series Forecasting, TSF, focuses on the prediction of future values based on historical context. In these problems, dependent variables provide additional information or early warning signs of changes in future behavior. State-of-the-art forecasting models rely on neural attention between time steps. This allows for temporal learning but fails to consider distinct spatial relationships between variables. This paper addresses the problem by translating multivariate TSF into a novel spatiotemporal sequence formulation where each input token represents the value of a single variable at a given time step. Long-range transformers can then learn interactions between space, time, and value information jointly along this extended sequence. Our method, which we call Spacetime Former, scales to high-dimensional forecasting problems dominated by graph neural networks that rely on predefined variable graphs. We achieve competitive results on benchmarks from traffic forecasting to electricity demand and weather prediction while learning spatial and temporal relationships purely from data.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 11.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Artur de Villegersez, City University of London.
Paper title:
Synthetic Data Generation for Fraud Detection Using GANs.
Authored by
Chiritos Cheritu, Simo Dragicovic, and Artur de Villegersez.
Paper abstract:
Detecting money laundering in gambling is becoming increasingly challenging for the gambling industry as consumers migrate to online channels. Whilst increasingly stringent regulations have been applied over the years to prevent money laundering in gambling, despite this, online gambling is still a channel for criminals to spend proceeds from crime. Complementing online gambling's growth, more concerns are raised to its effects compared with gambling in traditional, physical formats, as it might introduce higher levels of problem gambling or fraudulent behavior due to its nature of immediate interaction with online gambling experience. However, in most cases, the main issue when organizations try to tackle those areas is the absence of high-quality data. Since fraud detection-related issues face the significant problem of the class imbalance, in this paper we propose a novel system based on generative adversarial networks, GANs, for generating synthetic data in order to train a supervised classifier. Our framework Synthetic Data Generation GAN, SDG GAN, manages to outperform density-based oversampling methods and improve the classification performance of benchmarks datasets and the real-world gambling fraud dataset.
This sounds pretty awesome.